At Sitka's Fortress of the Bear, spring has definitely sprung. A seafood processor recently provided the habitat with 3,000 pounds of excess frozen salmon. This is good news for the five brown bears who live here and the at least 30 bald eagles and 100 or more ravens who have just dropped by for lunch. Last year, a local group known as the Bear Task Force arranged to leave a bear-resistant trash can in the fortress with a tasty treat sealed inside. Fortress co-director Les Kinnear describes what you probably already suspect happened.
We left one in the habitat for a couple days because they drug it into the pool. It's like they wanted to have more time to work on it, and they've since ripped it all to pieces. It was plastic, and they can destroy, you know, even substantial plastic products.
Kinnear would be the first to admit that it was not a fair test. The bears here are routinely given challenges to get their food. It's placed in a hollowed-out tree trunk or inside a buoy ball with a small opening. Kinnear calls them puzzle feeders. Last year's trash can test was not all that unusual for the two full-grown male brown bears.
So when our bears approach a trash can, they see that as another challenge. Now, a wild bear doesn't exactly see that. A wild bear is there because he's hungry, not because he's interested or playful. And his primary interest is in gathering food as economically as possible.
The can happened to be one that Alaska Pacific Environmental Services is using in this spring's field test in Sitka, though the lid is now made out of custom-welded aluminum instead of plastic. APES, also known locally as Strager Sanitation, is deploying 24 cans in two varieties, one a manufactured bear-resistant can with a locking lid, and the other the more conventional can with the aluminum lid. Andrew Tomes, who sits on Sitka's Bear Task Force, stresses that neither is bear-proof.
I think the cans are going to be bear-resistant. They're not going to be a can that a bear can just walk up to, open up, and reach in and grab the trash. Or they're not going to be a can that a bear can walk by, knock over, and garbage spills all over the street.
The theory is that bears, working mainly in the limited hours of darkness, won't want to invest the effort.
If a bear wanted to get into the can, it could spend some time doing it. But if it spends 20 hours out there trying to get in the can, you know, by that time, the police or ADF&G can see what's going on and chase the bear away.
Phil Mooney, the local wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, agrees.
Especially with young bears moving through, they can tip them over. But if they can't get into it, it's very typical for our bears to hit and run. They, you know, knock it over, grab something out of that, and then go to the next can.
Mooney is pretty certain that, like the bears in the fortress, we're not just training wild bears to a higher level.
No, we're going to be able to respond. One of the issues is by the time dispatch gets the call, by the time, you know, they can respond and we can respond, sometimes the bear is, you know, two blocks away and moving. They're quick to learn that an easy meal is nice, but they're not going to spend a whole lot of time there and draw attention to themselves.
Mooney, along with police, is the front line of Sitka's response to bears. In 2009, bear calls peaked at over 200. 19 bears were destroyed or removed from the area that summer. Calls tapered significantly in the last 2 years, but Mooney expects it to start to creep up again.
We're going to see more bear activity this summer than we did last year, and it's slowly increasing as those voids that were created in the landscape out there and habitat will be filled in by other bears.
The new cans have been placed at homes in the Indian River neighborhood, Sitka's primary bear corridor, the Cascade Street neighborhood, and at both ends of the road system. In September, Alaska Pacific Environmental Services will survey customers to see which cans they preferred and how they worked out. APES is footing the bill for the field test. Andrew Tomes with the Bear Task Force says if it's a success, his group's next job will be to figure out how to bring more cans to town and how to deploy them. There may be some efficiencies in buying cans with Juno, since APES is contemplating a similar trash system in that city. Les Kinnear, meanwhile, says his bears are happy to help out if more cans need to be tested in the future.
That's the nature of the beast, is to be inquisitive. They got to be bears by being very, very strong and clever and powerful and capable.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.